I'm Korva Coleman, in for Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. In a moment, we talk to Chef Daniel Young about what he's cooking in his kitchen on Thanksgiving Day. But first, even as the nation struggles through economic turmoil at home and conflict abroad, many Americans are finding a lot to be thankful for this holiday. For more than a week, Tell Me More has been asking you, our listeners, to share their attitudes of gratitude ahead of Thanksgiving. And many of you have responded, taking the time to offer your reflections and stories of thankfulness through our comment line and our blog. Here's what just a few of you had to say.
My name is Saheed Ahmed, and I moved to the U.S. 4 years ago from the U.K., and precisely 4 years ago, because it was just the day before Thanksgiving. Well, we just recently launched my company. That, to me, is one of the reasons why the American dream endures. I don't think there's anywhere else in the world that I would have been able to accomplish that.
This is Fred McGee from Detroit, and I'm thankful to be able to work with youth leaders who are so excited about changing their community and even more excited about the new presidency that's offered to our country. It's an exciting moment, but most importantly, it's a blessing for all of us, and I'm thankful of that.
Hi, my name is Walter. What I'm thankful for this holiday is my wife, my four children, my biological child, my three adopted children. I am thankful that this election is finally over. The only thing I'm not thankful for is the dry turkey my mother-in-law makes every year.
This is Tamara Miles. I'm in South Carolina, the city of Columbia. And I am going to have a wonderful Thanksgiving this year because I'm getting married on the day after Thanksgiving. I'm deeply thankful for my wonderful fiancé. And also, there's a little touch of sadness because I'll miss my mother. She died last year of multiple sclerosis. But what I did decide to do is get out an old cookbook of hers and make some of her Thanksgiving recipes that we used to make together. And that made me feel happier.
Thanks to Saheed, Walter, Tamara, and Frank, and we wish you a happy holiday. It's still not too late to share your thoughts. You can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again, 202-842-3522. Or go to our website at npr.org, click on the Tell Me More page, and send us a message. Whichever way you contact us, be sure to tell us your name, how to pronounce it, and the city or town where you live. And then listen in tomorrow. That's when we'll feature more of your Thanksgiving thoughts and stories on the air.